Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and we're talking a little bit about some Plains cotton growers today with our buddy, Mr. Mark Brown, a field specialist out there in Lubbock County and throughout the Panhandle. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bryce. It's good to visit with you today.
Of course, we love talking to you and seeing what's going out on the field for some of these cotton producers. And to kind of get us kicked off here, we kind of had some crazy weather throughout the state of Texas throughout the Thanksgiving holiday in this past week. And kind of how did things kind of shake up for the Panhandle and in the South Plains?
Yeah, well, we surely did have some weather events. In fact, seems like that for the last several weeks that we've had issues with just cool and damp conditions and a lot of high humidities. And, of course, whenever you're trying to harvest cotton, you want that lint to be dry as it goes into the module, and so you certainly can't stand those high humidities. And so that's been an issue for getting this cotton crop harvested. Of course, this year, as everyone knows, we have a very short cotton crop to harvest. We are still projecting that we'll harvest somewhere in the range of 1.3 million bales in our production area, and that's a 42 county area throughout the southern high plains and all the way up through the Texas Panhandle, all up on top of the Caprock. And so Bryce, as you know, during Thanksgiving, we had some weather that came through a lot of the state. A lot of the state really got wet. We were in that boat in Lubbock County. At my house, I got just over a half an inch. Lubbock officially recorded 0.59 inches with a trace of snow. Lubbock had its first freeze on November the 11th. I know that up in the Amarillo area that it was a few days prior to that you got your first freeze. And as I've checked reports from over the Thanksgiving holiday, it looks like Amarillo officially received 0.33 inches. The Dalhart reporting station received 0.08 inches, and the station at Borger received 0.45 inches. So that was probably enough to hold up harvest situation in a lot of the fields that we're in, but hopefully we'll have some good sunny weather this week and we'll be able to get back to harvesting once again. Whenever we look at the gins, of course, that's a big part of my job, is to travel around to each of the area member gins and to stay in contact with them. And up until the last 10 days or so, they have been able to stay caught up with the harvest. I have seen prior to Thanksgiving that a lot of the gin yards were starting to stack up with cotton. But the harvest is progressing very well, and then the ginning is going well. Also, they are probably in most locations over the halfway point now. And I would say that our harvest ranges anywhere from about 50% complete all the way up to 90 or 95% complete. And we do have some producers that are wrapping things up at this point now. I do know that up in that area north of Dumas, we were told last week that they had some snow, and it wasn't a large amount of snow, but unfortunately that snow drifted. And with the drifts out in the fields were extremely wet in certain locations, making it difficult to get through and get that cotton harvested. So I know that's been an issue in some isolated areas up in the Panhandle. Bryce, as far as checking in with our classing offices, everything from Tahoka South goes to the LAMESA classing office, and everything north of Highway 380 goes to the Lubbock classing office. So all of that Panhandle cotton comes through the Lubbock office. And as of Thanksgiving Day, they were reporting that they were 44% complete on samples going through the cotton classing office in terms of what they are projecting to receive from all of the area gins. And I might mention a little bit about the quality, Bryce. The color is mostly 21s and 31s. Leaf is around 2.9. Staple is just under 37, so really good staple length. Micronin has been variable, and we can expect that in drought years like the one that we had. Most of our mic is in the premium range of 3.5 to 4.9, but we have seen about 20% of the samples that have come through that were a little bit low in micronair, which is the diameter of the fiber, and about 5% of the samples that have come through have been high in micronair. And oftentimes we'll see that on drought-stressed cotton, especially whenever we have hot nights, is that micronair is being laid down. And so that certainly could be the case in some of the fields that we had up here on the High Plains during the drought stress situation. We're also seeing a little bit of bark contamination. Some of that is probably occurring after the freeze and maybe got into those fields a little bit early. And I know there are also concerns about harvesting where there were old 2021 stalks still standing. And in some cases, we've heard of a situation where those might present a little bit of a problem for the producers. But for the most part, we're very pleased with the quality of the grades that are coming through the USDA classing office, and that'll help for producers to be able to get the most value out of their crop that they can.
Well, of course, a big thing when it comes down to quality for cotton, a huge aspect, and it's a good thing that things are panning out right. Of course, the yields were a little low this year due to the drought, some lack of moisture, and all the other aspects that are involved with it. So, of course, a good thing to hear when it comes down to the quality aspects. And when it comes down to Plains cotton growers, they're huge on when it comes to events and educating the public and producers on what's going on in the world of cotton. And of course, I know Plains Cotton Growers has got some major events happening coming in the few weeks. Am I right, Mr. Brown?
Yes, sir, that is correct. We've had a lot of meetings lately, it seems like, and and we have more meetings on the way. In fact, we've got a couple of big events this week that we will be assisting with. And so we're looking forward to that opportunity. You know, for your listeners, Bryce, I might just mention and give them a reminder about the objectives of Plains Cotton Growers. And, of course, we're there to represent the High Plains cotton producer both in Washington, D.C. and in Austin, Texas during the Austin legislative sessions. And in addition to that, we provide lots of service that we hope will help keep farmers out at the forefront of information and technology. We help with promotion of the region's cotton, and we do that through not only our own channels, but we also partner very strongly with Cotton Council International so that we have opportunities to visit with textile merchants all around the world and to show them the amount of cotton that we have available out here consistently, and that typically we have a very good high quality, which is has really improved over the last several years. And then finally, the last thing I want to mention is that Plains Cotton Growers takes a portion of the funds that comes through our offices, and we utilize those to support local research. We do that through the Plains Cotton Improvement Program, which helps with things such as the cotton race trials that are conducted up in the Panhandle and in the South Plains areas through AgriLife Extension. And then this week, we are going to be working with the Texas State Support Committee meetings. And we have several representatives from our board who also serve on the State Support Committee. And so we work closely with Cotton Incorporated, and as they prioritize and fund research across the state of Texas, we help with the priorities and with the oversight of that research. And so this week we will be conducting State Support Committee project reviews. And so that's something that I always look forward to. I do plan to go to a portion of those meetings, and it's always great to see the fruits of the labor of these researchers at Texas Tech and at USDA and at AgriLife Research and Extension, and to see what they're doing here locally in terms of projects that can improve our cotton production practices out here on the High Plains, as well as cotton ginning practices. And so we're looking forward to seeing and hearing about that Texas State Support Committee project review. And then, Bryce, the other thing, which I bet you're going to be involved in this week, is the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Will you be heading out there at all?
Yes, sir, of course. KGNC will be out there, and I know that Plains Cotton Growers and all the other commodity groups will be out there, so of course we'll be out there.
Absolutely. Well, I knew you would be, and we always look forward to that event. I think it's a super event. I think the timing is very good on it because it's a time when out on the farm things are beginning to wind down. We may not be completely finished with harvest, but a lot of it is on, you know, we're getting on the backside of the harvest anyway. And so hopefully producers can take a little bit of time to go in and get familiarized with what's going on out at the Amarillo Farm Ranch Show this year. They've got a great show lined up once again. That's going to be from November 29th until December the 1st. And I understand the event goes from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The first 2 days. I think they may close an hour or two early on the last day so that exhibitors can wrap things up. By the way, I've heard that there are approximately 500 exhibitors at this show. And that's something, Bryce, that's always amazed me. We've had farm shows down here in the Lubbock area, but this Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, I think largely because of the location of Amarillo being central to a huge agricultural region, and then also to the timing, the very good timing for this show. I think that this show has continued to enjoy good success throughout lots of years. Bryce, I know also there are a lot of educational programs that you mentioned. Plains Cotton Growers will be participating in a cotton conference that will be held December the 1st. My supervisor and our CEO, Mr. Cody Bessett, will be up there, and he will be sharing the cotton outlook for 2023 along with a policy update. You know, this is going to be a big year in terms of policy because not only are we looking at writing a new farm bill, which we hope will be completed by September of 2023 in Washington, D.C., but also we have the Austin legislative session going on in 2023. So it's going to be a big legislative year for Plains cotton growers. Also, a couple of other things there at the farm show on November the 29th. AgriLife Extension will be conducting a CEU workshop. Now, there is a registration fee on this, and I do believe that they are asking for an RSVP. It is requested but not required. So it'd be good if you could call the Potter County office today and get registered for that. If that's not a possibility, I bet you'd be fine just to show up at the door, and I bet they could assist you there. And then on November the 30th is the Texas Wheat Symposium that morning, which is done annually. And then that afternoon, there are some other educational opportunities through AgriLife Extension. So always a great show up at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. I hope you have a great time while you're up there visiting with producers and with all of the retail people that work to provide all the inputs that we have in order to produce the crops that we grow out here on the High Plains of Texas.
Like you said, Mark, it's key. It's a thing that doesn't happen around the nation very often. The biggest party for panhandle producers is what we're calling it here at KGNC. Great vendors, great people, great networking opportunity, and some great new technology and research when it comes down to agriculture, whether that be from fertilizers to seeds to chemicals to whatever you can think of. And it's not just row crops. There's also livestock production aspects as well. So swing on by. Take a break from the farm, the ranch, and swing on to 401 South Buchanan Street at the Amarillo Civic Center. Great events. And if you can't make it to the Cotton Conference or the Texas Wheat Symposium, still come on by. Some great vendors. Like Mark said, almost 500 vendors. There's never been that many in a long time. And I know that this is going to be one of the largest that Amarillo is expecting. So a great, great party for some panhandle producers. Mr. Brown, before we head out today, if people have any questions or need help from Plains cotton growers, how can they do so?
Yes, sir. Probably the easiest way to contact us or to locate us would be through our website, and that is at plainscotton.org. And you can get on there and you can find the contact information for our office. And by the way, that office phone number in Lubbock is 806-792-4904. So those are probably the most immediate ways to contact us, is either by telephone at the office or by email or by website. And as you go onto that website, you can see how to get in touch with all of the staff. We also have all of our volunteer board members that are listed, and we greatly appreciate them spending time away from their farm operations and from their families to conduct the work and the business of Plains Cotton Growers. And then also there are some various social media platforms that people can follow us on if you like to do that, and we'd certainly welcome it. We have a weekly newsletter, so a lot of opportunities to connect with Plains Cotton Growers, and we're here to provide service for each and every cotton producer and indirectly through all of the cotton gins out here on the High Plains and the allied industry. And so if there's anything that we can ever do, or if you have any particular problems that we can assist with, be sure and get in contact with us at Plains Cotton Growers.
Well, Mark, as always, thank you so much for coming out and talking a little bit about some harvest updates and what's going on in the cotton industry, and of course, some great programs that Plains Cotton Growers is doing. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you and see what's going out on the field. So thank you again, Mark.
You're welcome, Bryce. Thank you very much. And just wish everybody a continued safe harvest and a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. Don't forget to check out the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show today at the Amarillo Civic Center. And, of course, check out the Afternoon Ag Show from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. But until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.